Hoi, ik ben Joyce van Dutch with Joyce, and today we have another Dutch lesson. We already had two lessons on numbers, and guess what? We have yet another one. You should already know by now how to count from 1 to 20. And today we are going to learn all the quote-unquote T's in the numbers so that you can count up to 100. So let's try and count together. I'll start with the 20, 30, 40 up till 100, and then we are trying to say the specific numbers. Pop quiz, let's see if you remember 10 and 20. What is 10 and 20? Tien en twintig. Twintig. So the tig resembles the T. So that means that you already have know all the decimals in Dutch. So you pick the number, add tig, and then 9 out of 10 times, actually less, you know the decimals. So for 20, it is twintig. For 30, we'll do exactly the same thing as 13. So the ter bit is der, because 13 was dertien. So 30 is dertig, dertig. For 40, you do the same as 14. 14 is veertien. So 40 is veertien. Tig, veertig. Then 50 up to 90 is pretty much the same as the teens, except for 80. So let's try. 50 is vijftig, vijftig. 60 is zestig, zestig. 70 is 70, 70. Skip 80 and let's go to 90. 90 is 90, 90. Now, what is exceptional with the 80? If you were to translate it directly, you would probably say 80. 80 is also used in Dutch as something else that we add onto a word at the end. To really make sure that pronunciation-wise we mean 80, we stick a T in front of it. So rather than 80, we say 80, 80. So 80 means 80. That leaves us with 100, and that is luckily very similar as well. 100 is 100, 100. But keep in mind that in English, we tend to say 100 and something. The a bit in Dutch is uncommon. We don't say 100, we just say 100. And then with the higher numbers, you do add the right number in front of it. So 200 means 200, but 100 or 100 is just 100. For us, it's pretty straightforward. Then another question that you might have, okay, well, how do I say numbers like 25 or 78? And why is it so difficult to hear and say in Dutch? Well, let me teach you a lesson here. If you have the number 16, you write that as a 1 and a 6. Yet, saying 16, you start with the 6 and then the teen. But when you say 21, you suddenly start with saying the 2 first and then the 1. You turn it around somehow. Whereas in Dutch, we consistently go along with the numbers. We keep saying the last number first and then go to the teen or the decimal. So rather than saying 21, we say 1 and 20, which sounds like 1 and 20. 21. So by knowing that we'll just keep counting along as we do in our teens, you will understand the numbers in Dutch better. So let's do a little bingo. I'll say a number in English, and then I want you to try and say it in Dutch. Remember, it's the other way around, and you do want to say and en in the middle. 34. 34. 34. 76. 76. 76. 55. 55. 55. 48. 48. 48. 89. 89. 89. These are just a few numbers that you can practice. So let's write down numbers throughout this week and see if you remember and remind yourself how to say them in Dutch. The more you practice and the more numbers you hear, the easier it will get, I promise. That's it for today. See you next time and doei!